Activity 40. Now that you have read the explanation of strategic business alliances in the reading, listen to part of a lecture on a similar topic.
Okay, now I want you to think about two companies that have historically been in competition for the package delivery service in the United States. Well, the first to come to mind has to be the U.S. Postal Service, right? But now think fast delivery. For that, Federal Express is at the top of the list. But instead of viewing their relationship as totally competitive, these two companies struck an unprecedented strategic alliance several years ago. The U.S. Postal Service agreed to let Federal Express place package collection boxes at thousands of post offices throughout the United States, which was great for FedEx because they achieved an immediate national presence. But in exchange, FedEx allowed the Postal Service to buy unused space on the Federal Express airplanes in order to carry first class, priority, and most importantly, express mail envelopes and packages, increasing the speed with which they could deliver the mail without purchasing aircraft. Moreover, by sharing websites to track their deliveries, both companies have been able to create a larger internet presence. So, why would these companies be willing to help each other? Probably the most commonly espoused explanation is that they both are battling fax, email, and other emerging messaging technologies, and their combined resources may result in survival and success for both of them against a common threat. And that fits in nicely with the whole concept of strategic alliances. But besides that, many countries, New Zealand, Sweden, Germany, and the Netherlands, to name only a few, these countries have ended the special government status that postal services have traditionally enjoyed, with all the benefits, including tax advantages and subsidies. So, it may be that the U.S. Postal Service is trying to find alternatives to show progress before privatization ends its chance of survival. And Federal Express might be positioning itself to be the really big winner if the Postal Service goes up on the auction block at some time in the future. In other words, the real purpose of strategic alliances may be to serve competing interests in the long term.